This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to have you on this Tuesday. So much news happening, so much going on. We have a lot to cover. Mike Lundell will be here at the bottom of the hour, the MyPillow founder. He's coming to Bismarck for events Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Big public event at Shiloh, Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock. So I will tell you all about that, but that's going to be a lot of fun. Bring the family. Come on out. He's a blast. He really is. I mean, he was in Fargo for the Donald Trump visit, the last presidential visit to North Dakota. And by the way, there's others in the works, as we expected there would be. In fact, I have on good authority they're working on dates right now and locations and all of that. So it's in the air, folks. The Donald will be back. He's in West Virginia tonight, and that is obviously quite... Well, a connection to North Dakota is what I'd say because of the fact that that's a big pro-Trump state. You got a Democratic senator, so it makes perfect sense that he will be back here. So looking forward to that. So there's that. We also have Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources. He'll be here on the program. North Dakota Petroleum Council has just announced they're going to kick off a history of oil and gas in North Dakota project, which I think is great. Looking forward to hearing about that. Big news on the coal front. Finally, some real relief for our friends and neighbors that produce clean, affordable energy. Yeah, I had somebody earlier say, why would Trump want to make coal great again? The best answer I could come up with was, do you not like affordable energy? You got some against reliable energy? All while you enjoy clean air as we have in North Dakota? What's not to love? For crying out loud. We also have Dina Butcher, a supposed Republican. She's not a Republican. Don't let anybody tell you she's a Republican. She's a Republican for the purposes of posturing the Measure One effort as being bipartisan. It's not. It is simply a response. And what I'm amazed at is that this early into the campaign, Dina Butcher has proved what we've said about this. With her own views of the Republican Party, we proved exactly the plan is with Measure One. So we're going to tell you about that today on the program, too. Measure One is a mess. I've been calling it hogwash. I can't come up with a better word. Maybe one day we'll look for other words. But hogwash is the best I can do at this point. It's just a hot mess. It really is. It is so bad. It is riddled with things. And what's really irritating is it presents itself as sort of mom and apple pie. We're going to go out and protect you against corruption. We're going to go out and make sure people follow the rules. And you know, they don't tell you all those rules are already in place. They don't tell you we don't have a problem right now. What they ought to tell you is the only ones that love this are the lawyers, because there is going to be Robert Mueller-like witch hunts going on regularly in North Dakota if this thing passes. Get informed about Measure One, folks. I'm here to tell you it's that important. So, what else? Gosh, there's just so much to talk about. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, filled the bus yesterday. He was hard at it. Did you do a lot of physical labor yourself, or were you busy talking on the radio telling people where to put the school supplies?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both, okay, yeah.
But, yeah. But all in all, it was a fantastic day yesterday, and thanks to everybody who stopped out. It was great.
That is wonderful. And, you know, I know you had many fine sponsors part of that effort. Really a good thing to do, you know, for the sponsors and for all the participants. Just hope you make it feel
good. CJ St. Alexis had actually brought out a 40-foot cube truck that had tons of stuff in it. They said, well, we're bringing out our truck, and we thought, yeah, okay, a pickup, yeah, sure. No, a truck. So that was great.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Today is the first day of school for our youngest daughter. Our next daughter, her sister, is going off for her sophomore year on Friday. Too far away for you know, my liking.
But it's Sorry, Dad, cut the cord. You can't walk her to school on her first day this time around.
Just a fuddy-duddy dad. Well, that's the other thing. How about this one? So Haley, who's our youngest, you know, she was okay with me driving her to school. She didn't mind. The other kid's kind of like, you know, oh, Dad, don't talk to anybody. Don't.
You had to stop a block or two away. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But, like Uncle Buck.
Exactly right. I thought of Uncle Buck every time I dropped him off. Alex, my favorite. Of course, he's now, you know, graduated from college and working. But he would get out of the car so fast. You know, it'd be like a lightning bolt that just left the car. You know, boom, gong, yeah. I don't want to be seen with them. So, you know how kids are in that age. And I remember being the same way. Now I look back and think I'm sad that I was like that, that I was embarrassed. I remember my mom had to come in the second grade and help me tie my shoes. Evidently, I was screwing up tying my shoes. Should I have known how to do that by the second grade, Todd? I don't know what the standard is.
Yeah, I think actually. So.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, I was messing them up. I can see the tennis shoes. I can see the tennis shoes. And I think the teacher was worried I was going to maim myself, you know, and tip over somewhere. So she did, you know, Mrs. Hannon, would you come tie your son's shoes? So she did, and I cried like a baby. Second grade, crying like a I was so embarrassed I couldn't even believe it. And I'm like, Mom, you kidding? What are you doing here? And you know, but now I look back.
I walked six blocks to school in inner city Minneapolis, so in retrospect, I kind of wonder if my parents even cared. But
yeah.
You wouldn't do that today. I know that.
So the other first this year is that Haley, our youngest, is a sophomore, and she drives, right? So she doesn't need dear old
dad.
Doesn't need dear old dad anymore. I texted her this morning, drive safely. That was my first day of school advice, and she said, I'm already at school, so I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say. And the other thing is, well, Dad, I wasn't going to, but now that you said that, maybe I will.
Yeah.
You can't help yourself, can you? Do you feel okay about her driving?
You know, it just now it's funny. It's there. She's, you know, I'm still going to get her in alive at 25 and all the extra driving courses, just to tell her, this way, there'll be less insurance. So there you go.
There
less
you
insurance.
Go.
Get a discount on the insurance, yeah. Not that I don't trust you driving. I just, you know, I do want you alive at 25. So, but pretty good, yeah. I mean, I was her driving instructor until she got to the pros, you know, for a good, I guess it was, 6-8 months. And, we, you know, that we would drive and get her all spun up. So now she's there. But in school today, I always get a lump in my throat on the first day of school. I just do. Sure. Driving or not, I just do. It just goes too fast, you know. And you can never have enough. You can always make one more phone call. You can always, you know, have one more meeting. But those moments with your kids are so precious. And the life is busy, so it's hard sometimes just to take the time. But, boy.
Well, just remember she'll be driving you to your nursing home one day. So, you know. Make sure she's a good driver, right?
You'll never regret it. It's pretty cool. So let's get to it here today on What's On Your Mind. I think coal is the thing we have to celebrate more than anything today. This announcement is just coming out. It's not completely unexpected because it's another example of President Trump doing... Oh, I know it's kind of weird. I know it's old-fashioned, but actually doing what he said he would do. Remember, during the campaign, you had Hillary Clinton say, you know what, we'll get you different jobs. You know, you're going to get different jobs, you know. Just, you know, don't worry about it. We'll get a program of some, you know, taxpayer funding and, you know, like. And Donald Trump said, no. We're going to make coal great again. And so today you have the acting administrator of the EPA, Mr. Wheeler, who is announcing has just announced the replacement plan for what is unlawful, and that's the Obama Clean Power Plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from existing coal-fired electric utility generating units and power plants across the country. They're going to do this in cooperation with state governments, which I think is just fabulous. You know, when you can recognize the 10th Amendment is part of keeping a campaign promise. You've hit a home run. Absolute home run. Jason Bohr, the Lignite Energy Council, will join us on Energy Matters today. But we're going to be talking a lot about this as we watch this unfold. So I think it's great. We're undoing restrictions on coal plants from something that already is being challenged constitutionally. and we're saying, let's do this for the states. So it's great. Another promise made, promise kept. I think that is absolutely fantastic. Measure number one. I want to just read you some of the comments of Dina Butcher. Dina Butcher is one of the organizers of this. And Dina Butcher, you know, has historically been a Republican, but has become very bitter towards the Republican Party, I believe mostly over the issue of abortion. She is infatuated with the idea that we need to retain the ability to have abortion. And, of course, that's a tenet very at odds with the Republican Party. And so she's wanted to change that. Well, she's not a Republican. It's time to leave. The Republican Party is not going to, you know, be a majority pro-choice party ever, I don't believe. So, anyway, there's this bitterness towards the Republican Party, yet she's used as, she's a Republican and she's for this. No, she's not a Republican. And I'm not sure she shouldn't be expelled from the Republican Party, given what she said. I don't know if that's too harsh, but I'll let you decide when we come back. I'm
listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Eight hundred 228 0550 is the toll-free telephone number. One programming note, Ann Coulter will be here. You'll hear it Friday. We are actually taping that interview Thursday. Remember that we had a scheduled interview with her, we thought, a few weeks ago, and we had the dates wrong. So it actually is Thursday that the interview is happening, but Friday when it will air. You sent in a lot of good questions, and I'd welcome others. Just make sure in the text or the email you mention Ann Coulter so we can search those and find those. But we'll ask the questions for you. Or call 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. All right? Simple as that. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. We're going to talk in a bit with Mike Lindell, the founder, inventor, the man behind MyPillow, about his visit to North Dakota this weekend, which I think is fantastic, and a big family celebration on Saturday out at Shiloh. Come get a picture with Mike. You'll love it. You better show your friends. Look who this guy is. I met him. So, kind of fun. But I'll tell you what's even more fun is to get up every morning feeling like you are ready to tackle the day thanks to a great night's sleep. Most important thing to your health is sleep. Most important thing to your sleep, MyPillow. Two go-anywheres, half off now when you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. All right, so I promised to tell you a little bit about the Dina Butcher situation. Speaking of which, because this is about Measure One, tomorrow on the program, Jeff Simon is guest hosting for Yours Truly. And he has a guest by the name of Eric Wang. Jeff, by the way, was one of the panelists at the Greater North Dakota Chamber, the GNDC Policy Summit, where they had a very robust discussion on this. It was Jeff Simon and Jim Casper, and then in favor of Measure One was Dina Butcher and Susan Weifel. And so Jeff is hosting tomorrow, and a guest of his will be Eric Wang, who is someone that's prepared an analysis of Measure One. He's from the Institute for Free Speech. I mean, there's free speech questions here as well. It's absolutely amazing. And rather than me reading what she said, maybe what we could do, Mr. Producer Man, Kevin, if you can find this, or Todd, whichever one digs it up. Dina Butcher did an interview, I believe on NPR. I believe it was on NPR. Could have been Prairie Public, I guess. Some people confuse NPR and Prairie Public, but I believe it was NPR. And that was how I was tipped to it. And we'll just listen to her in her own words. One texter says it really sounds like this measure is payback for all the abortion issues that the legislature passed. You see what I mean? And tell me what one has to do with the other. I want an ethics corruption measure on the ballot because Republicans are pro-life. Right? You scratch your head and say, well, how could that be? Follow this logic, folks. If you design a system allowing for all kinds of witch hunts, you defeat Republicans at the place you couldn't defeat them before, the ballot box. That's why I'm saying be very wary of this. I want you to do your own research. I want you to dig into this. I'm going to tell you what I've learned, what I think, because I think anybody can see through this a mile away. I really do. So I don't know when you do this stuff how you can be a member of a party. You know, I mean, in my mind, the Republican Party said, you know, you don't get the benefit of using the Republican Party label when you're A, doing this, and B, saying what you're saying. So it'd be good for the party to stand up and condemn the comments that would probably fall on Rick Berg now as the chairman of the party to deal with that. Another texter says, Dina Butcher should absolutely be kicked out of the North Dakota Republican Party. When you compare Republicans to Nazis, those comments were totally uncalled for. Party doesn't have to keep her as a member, do they? If she has a problem with Republicans winning too many elections, her problem is then with Democrats. Republicans' job is to win elections. everyone it can, just as it is for the Democrats. I'm absolutely offended by those comments. I sure hope the party stands up, responds back to her. No need to take those kind of inflammatory remarks and call hardworking Republicans whose offensive comments just because we win elections. Mm-hmm. Could not agree anymore. I'll find her comments and play them for you so you can hear them, okay? You need to hear them 100%. There's a couple of measures I'm starting to worry about. I mean, I believe recreational marijuana is, and I know we took a poll last time we talked about this, talked about it for a long time on the program, and there were more people against it than for it, but it was probably 60-40. More than I thought would be in this audience. I just see a lot of peril, a lot of peril there. And I also wonder, who's the opposition going to be? Who is the opposition going to be? Telling the other side. Terry in Sterling wants to talk about that. What's on your mind, Terry?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. I was kind of for legalizing it, thinking that take it away from the druggies or the drug lords and stuff. Until I started checking on the states that have legalized it, and with all the nightmares that they're coming up with, if we want to spend the extra money for locking a lot of people up and for extra law enforcement, I think the expense is going to overwhelm what's going on with it. And so I've definitely, after investigating the and looking into the states that have it, decided that I'm definitely going to vote against it. And I'm suggesting that if you don't, if people are questioning about legalizing it, you need to get to the voting box and make sure we don't get it.
No,
that's all I got to say.
I have been driven by the data, much like you, Terry, on this situation. If you look at Colorado, and they have a study that started before legalization of medical marijuana, okay, so when marijuana was illegal, period, then they add medical marijuana, then they add recreational marijuana. And I mean everything from traffic accidents to absenteeism at work to everything else. You can just see it move. You know, you can just see it move to the point where people that were for it are no longer for it because of what it's done to their society. You know, what's happening to Colorado as a result of it. I mean, some people don't care. They're just going through life baked, I guess. I don't know. But, I mean, I think anybody that looks at those stats, they do care. So good for you for, you know, looking at some data and making a reasonable decision there. Appreciate the call. See you, Terry. What does that music mean, Todd? Time to take a break? Is that what it means? Yeah, I think I know that. Time to take a break, folks. One and only Mike Lindell when we come back. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it has shut down six websites that tried to pose as the U.S. Senate, conservative organizations, and Microsoft itself. The software giants saying those fake sites were aiming to trick people into thinking that they were clicking on sites being run by the conservative Washington think tank, the Hudson Institute, or the International Republican Institute, a nonprofit pro-democracy group with many prominent Republicans among its members and on its board of directors. That institute's president is blaming the attack on Russians, including Russian President Vladimir Putin himself.
At a candlelight vigil in Colorado, the father of a murdered pregnant mother of two says,
"Keep the prayers coming for our family."
Suspect Chris Watts now claims to police he killed Shannon Watts after she killed their two young daughters. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We have My Pillow Mike on the phone yet, sir? Or Manny?
Why are you asking me? And Manny's not here today.
Manny's not here today. Did we give Manny a day off? Do we allow Manny a day off, Don?
Yes, we do.
I didn't think we did that.
We don't like it, but we, you know, have no choice.
Well, why do you sound like you're 100 miles from me right now? We can barely hear Todd. Barely hear Todd. There you go. Now I can hear you.
I haven't done anything different here.
Somebody turned something up, right? So who is sitting in for Manny today? We should introduce him to the audience. Don't you think?
Nathan.
Nathan, how's it going?
Well, sorry, running around, too. Howdy. I'm well. How are you guys?
You doing good? Everything okay?
Yes.
Fantastic. You sound very mellow.
You got to keep mellow in this business, don't you?
Do you? Is that how you stay kind of...
He's talking in his golf voice.
I see.
Or his bowling voice, one or the other.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Nathan, we are supposed to call Mike Lindell's cell phone right now.
I'll grab it here.
Do you have that handy? If you don't, I'll give it to you again. Probably not over the air. Do you think we should probably not do it over the air, Todd? Is that a good idea?
Unless you're using the MyPillow number and the promo code Scott, you can give that over the air, I suppose.
Yeah, 1-800.
Might take them a little bit longer to come down with the, you know, Mike than his direct line. But
right, exactly. What's Manny doing today? Anything fun?
No.
It's like just sleeping in, wasting a vacation day kind of deal.
Well, that would be fun.
Or like root canal or something like that. Yeah.
As I say, if it's something medical or dental or something, then I wouldn't call that a day off for fun. But
exactly. Nathan, you have that number in Slack right now, and then we can...
Just got it. I'll get you in a sec.
All right. So before we do that, I should tell you that our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council want me to tell you a little bit about staying safe. Saving lives. That's why we do the Safety Training Spotlight. The North Dakota Safety Council, private nonprofit, workforce safety and insurance, they give us a lot of great information. And the folks at WSI have an online learning management system that's available now to employers. It has 450 safety courses in this program. So ask WSI about that. They partnered with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program, a STEP grant to provide safety training classes. For more info on the classes upcoming, check out workforcesafety.com. And remember, Alive at 25, and they do driver safety better than anybody at the North Dakota Safety Council. So that one's at ndsc.org. ndsc.org. All right. So let's, is Mike on the phone? Well, beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the inventor, the founder of MyPillow. Here he is, Mike Lindell. How are you, sir?
Real good, Scott. How are you doing?
Well, I'm better now that I know you're coming to North Dakota again. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All kinds of events, which I think is wonderful. New Song Church hosting Mike in for this. But on Saturday, an event open to the public. It is a family event. It's at Shiloh at 4 o'clock. And you're going to talk a little bit about your story. Tell us what you're going to tell folks.
Well, I'm going to be telling the story of my, I was a former crack cocaine addict. I'll be telling my redemption story, how God freed me of all the addictions, and then how I came to know Jesus later on. It's quite a story from crack addict to CEO, and then to be able to, to even to surprise me where here's a crack addict. I ended up meeting the President of the United States and then going all in for him and then actually for Kevin, just meeting Kevin at that rally you were at, Scott, and becoming friends with him. But I'm going to be telling my story, and it's going to be awesome.
That's really amazing. When you go through your day-to-day life, which I've been down to MyPillow headquarters, I've seen how hard you go, one meeting to the next, and just rallying the troops and keeping it going. Your past, your journey, the addiction impact how you operate today?
Well, I just, I give back. I mean, my company, I have 1,600 employees. I run it like a ministry. We're a help center. If we see a deviation in an employee or in anything, 500 of my employees have my direct cell phone number, and they'll text me, and especially if when it comes to addiction, if we find out that they're, I can usually tell what they're addicted to, and I'll go to them sometimes personally, and we get them help, and they all know that they, I kind of look at like back when I, years ago when I worked for someone, the things I wanted as an employee are the things that I longed for. I have that for my employees. Like one of the things, if they want to take off and they want to go try and better themselves, do something else, then, they can go do it. Maybe it's a summer job or whatever, and they come back right where they left off with MyPillow. And then another thing too, if they're out, if there's any life threatening thing and they can't be at work, we pay them while they're out, so they don't have that worry. If someone close to them dies, we pay them while they're out. I don't care if it's their neighbor, if they're close to them. We don't judge it like corporate America saying, well, if it's your uncle, you better be back tomorrow. And they can grieve as long as they want, and no one takes advantage of it. No, it's just helping people. That's where I really enjoy. People say, well, Mike, you're always so busy. How do you, when do you have time to relax? I love what I do. And if you love what you do, it's not work.
Yeah, it's so neat. And it sounds like more than anything, your journey is giving you a lot more empathy for those that work for you that might have crosses to bear as well, huh?
Oh, absolutely. They're good people. You know, I work closely with all the faith-based treatment centers, your Teen Challenge, your Union Gospel, Salvation Army, an amazing, amazing place, help center for addicts. And the people that come out of these places, addiction's hard work. Anyone that's an addict out there, it is hard work to navigate through your addiction and to keep that going. And all addiction is, it's a mask for pain that usually, it was from childhood. It could be some trauma. And mine was a divorce back when I was 7 years old. My parents divorced and I was the oldest child. And fatherlessness is a big thing in the addiction world. But my heart goes out to them. They come out of these places and they're good people. They're hard workers. And just because they're addicts doesn't mean they're bad people. I think they're absolutely amazing. And people look at me, they go, you know, back when I started getting in the limelight, people are going, yeah, just say you had a little addiction problem. I got right up there and said I was a crack cocaine addict, you know, and I was freed by that by God, and I came to know Jesus, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud to get through that, and I want to give people hope that they too, with God, all things are possible.
And you're going to hear more about this story, Shiloh Christian School, right on the football field in Bismarck, and that's Saturday, 4:00. The doors open. There's music by Johnny Vincent. There's an invocation and a national anthem. I have on good authority nobody will be kneeling. Congressman Kevin Cramer and some remarks. And then Mike Lindell will be sharing his story too. Free food. How about that? Family fun. They want to make it just a great family event. Hot dogs, chips, lemonade will be served free and open to the public. And there is a registration at kevincramer.org just so they know how many people are coming. So let them know you're coming and be part of that event, which will be just
And I'm so looking forward to meeting the people. I love getting right in with the people and talking about, you know, problems they have that are like mine where I cannot, you know, I think there's nothing stronger than hope and mentoring and helping people. And it's something I never get sick of. They go, Mike, how can you, you know, even like the with the pillow, how can you have as much passion for a pillow 13 years later? Because it helps people and they relate. I want to help people so much. Well, now having that same passion for Jesus is just, to me, I'm, you know, I just never get tired of it, of seeing people. I see people that I've talked to before come back and go, wow, my life's changed, or I went to this and you were right, and here I am now, and it's just so rewarding.
Sure is. You know, you had a wonderful event at U.S. Bank Stadium where you set the world record pillow fight, and that was something just to behold. This won't be obviously as big a venue here at Shiloh,
right.
But, you know, what do you think we should do? We got to have a little fun with them. You know, a celebrity pillow fight, or maybe, you know, hand out a couple of pillows.
I'll bring some pillows with. We'll have some giveaways there. I'll have some giveaways, Scott. Maybe you can. You going to be there?
I am, of course.
Well, yeah, you know what? We'll do some giveaways. We'll do some big giveaways. We'll figure out how we're going to do that, and it'll be amazing.
You know, there's a t-shirt cannon. I've heard of a t-shirt cannon. I've never heard of a My Pillow cannon, though.
That's right. Yeah, they probably work. Yeah, at the U.S. Bank Stadium, we had when I ended up my thing, I told my testimonial short version there, and then I prayed with 50,000 people. I led them in prayer, and most of them were millennials. And then, well, 3-4 weeks later, I was at Valley Fair in Minnesota here, and they, and all these millennials kept coming up to me and telling what a difference that had made and how they were so, inspired by the story and the prayer. And for me, I'm going, if you'd have told me, Scott, that I would be speaking to people, you know, I had a fear of rejection when people don't know about it. I couldn't talk to people. I was very shy back in the day. And I would either do stuff to show off. I was in a new school and I had this fear, this internal fear of rejection, of unworthiness. So that'll be something else we'll talk about in the, obviously, you know, God had different plans for me.
This will touch your heart. This is going to be a great event, a neat opportunity to meet Mike and to see Kevin and be part of a family event at Shiloh, 4:00 on Saturday. So we'll see you there. We look forward to it. And keep up the great work with the Lindell Foundation and all the good work you're doing. We love your pillows. I'm the same way. You know, I talk about your pillows on the radio, so people come up to me and say, greatest pillow ever, changed my life. And I know you hear that 20 times more than I do, but it's fabulous. So keep up the great work.
All right, looking forward to seeing you, Scott. Why don't you give me a call later, we'll figure out something to do for giveaways.
All right, we'll do. Take care. Okay. Sounds good. Mike Lindell, the inventor of the greatest pillow on earth.
The easy links at
in North Dakota, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is that great or what?
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Time for another conversation about wellness. with Vince Webker. Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And hot springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points, a lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. Of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, somebody said, ask him about the sheets. I'm sorry I didn't see that, but the sheets are really, really good. Yeah, so you're right to want to know about the sheets. I'm talking about MyPillow. They have MyPillow sheets now. Giza cotton, they call it. And it's because it's from the Mediterranean, best cotton on the planet. Last time I was down there taking a tour, got some of these sheets, brought them home, said, oh, my gosh, you aren't kidding. They are really, really good. And they're not, like, ridiculously expensive either. You know, I wouldn't buy $300 sheets. I just wouldn't do it. Not a chance. So no sheets are worth that. But these are great. So wonderful. Texture says, Scott, if you think you're going bananas now, wait till your daughters start to date and then see what happens. Yeah, we have this agreement they can't date until they're 30. So hopefully I'm, better prepared for it by the time.
Okay, buddy, daddy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no fun. But anyway, let's see here. Texter says, President Trump I know the guy. Do you know him, Todd?
Yeah, I know
him. Honored our brave, courageous, heroic ICE agents yesterday at the White House. Another amazing speech and gratitude of thanks. Do you know Donald Trump does enough of these that it doesn't get attention? By that I mean he does so many that it doesn't get attention. Because they're more interested in what he tweeted or what John Brennan's saying about him or what the swamp thinks than they are about exactly this, saying ICE agents are heroes. You got a Democratic Party who wants to end ICE. They basically want to make us borderless in this country. So, he said, and I quote, "And I'm honored to serve as your commander-in-chief. I will never leave your side. I will never leave the fight. I will never, ever let you down." Texter says, "Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, ICE agents, for protecting us, working so courageously day after day to keep us safe." Alarming statistics out there. Thank you. You should really listen to the song by Neil McCoy, "Take a Knee, My Hind End." I don't think it says hind end on that one, but we maybe need to. Print it up, especially since they're being that idiotic about all this. Idiotic! I can't believe it. They had a way out, and they're doubling down. Texter says, "I'm against legalizing marijuana because of all the people who went to prison back in the 60s and 70s for using it. Now they want to legalize it." I say, no. All right. Thank you for that. We appreciate your comments as always. Text me anytime, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Dakota Lazy J Ranch. If you go on Facebook, you'll find them there and connect up with them, or you can call them. I'll give you a number in a moment. Grab a pen. Down in Morristown, South Dakota. And what they're doing is feeding beef grass, you know, beginning to end. You hear sometimes about grass-fed beef, and that's, you know, part of the cycle. They're doing it for the entire cycle. In the way of grass-finished beef. What does that mean? When you slice into a steak, you're going to go, wow, what? You know, there is an incredible taste there. And also, there is, you know, you hear a lot about omega-3 oils. Well, grass-finished beef is high in omega-3 oils. So if you grain-feed cattle at the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s. Which comes from corn, basically in grains, and the only way you get omega-3 oils is giving the livestock grass. Now, our nerves like the omega-3 oils. That's what it needs to coach your nerves and your nervous system. So this makes a difference. Right now, people are calling and reserving an entire head of cattle. That's mine. I want it. Where are we going to bring it? And arranging it to be packaged all up for you at a slaughterhouse near you, or, you know, meat shop near you. So they'll do it right in your town, near you. Call them for details. Here's that number, 605-524-3472. 605-524-3472. Lazy J Ranch, Dakota Lazy J Ranch, Morristown, South Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you. So here is Dina Butcher in that interview with NPR related to measure number one. First, we have the question, I believe, Todd. You want to go ahead and enroll that? Question and answer, I guess, we have here for you.
Trying to play it.
Oh, yeah, doesn't want to play?
But not everyone agrees with the bill. About 300 people rallied yesterday at the state capitol in Bismarck. Among the protesters, Dina Butcher, longtime Republican activist, who says abortion should be kept out of politics.
This is not a legislative issue. This is between a woman and her family, her doctor, and her God.
All right, and then the other part, where is the description of the Republicans and those as well? Is that the other answer there?
This is not a legislative issue. This is between a woman and her family, her doctor, and her God.
All right, so that sets the whole scene of what I've been telling you, that, you know, this is a person consumed with this issue. Okay? The issue meaning she doesn't like Republicans because they're pro-life. Well, then she's not a Republican in my eye. But her description of, you know, Republicans is what is really the question here on whether she even ought to be still fairly called a Republican. And we'll have Kevin find out here during the break. So we have part of it, we just don't have all of it. Okay, and also Len Helms coming up on What's on Your Mind. Much more straight ahead. Questions, comments, 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind today, whatever it is, 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.